tornado, we can help. Call 405-735-5510.
Rush rolls on this Friday. Special guest this segment, excited to have Dr. Richard Kirkpatrick on. He's a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with Ortho Central, which is a member of the Norman Regional Health System. Richard, thanks so much for joining us on this Friday. Man, the last few weeks have been extremely challenging to the medical community. How has coronavirus, how has that directly impacted orthopedics and sports medicine?
Well, first off, thanks for having me. I think this is a good opportunity to talk about some things that are really, I think, kind of unprecedented. Probably it's kind of a once in a maybe a lifetime event. We certainly hope that at least is the case. But from the standpoint of our practice, as far as orthopedics and sports medicine, certainly given us, and I talk to my patients a lot about perspective, about some of the injuries that we take care of while are extremely severe or significant. At some point, sometimes with situations like this, kind of take a back seat towards some of those other more pressing medical and community issues, and that's certainly the case here. So from our sports, go ahead.
No. Go ahead and finish up that thought.
Yeah, from our sports medicine practices and our elective, arthroplasty practices, like for joint replacements, those kinds of things, those are fairly simple to move off and kind of put into the future, and we've certainly done that this week and the coming weeks ahead to put those elective things off. Where I'm going to find probably the most challenges is there's a lot of acute things that happen, orthopedics, hip fractures and trauma, that are going to need to be taken care of in facilities that are taking care of a lot of COVID-19 patients as well. And so we have a responsibility for continuing to provide them high quality care, but also protecting them from the hospital environment that they may be in at that time. So I think that's going to become one of the biggest challenges that we have in orthopedics over the course of the coming weeks to months.
I can imagine. I bet hospitals, outpatient facilities, all kinds of different groups are having to come up with different plans of how to approach not only what they do, but how to adapt to the environment out there. So what's been the greatest challenges for you guys? And as patients or as people in the general public, what should we be most concerned about?
Well, I think, I want to make sure that I stay in my lane. I'm an orthopedic surgeon by training, but also went to medical school and understand a lot of those subjects from way back years ago as well. And I think that the biggest challenge I've seen when you look at folks in the hospital, in practice, out in the community, on social media platforms, is taking this as serious as it needs to be taken. This is a problem of exponential math, where it's not a linear progression of a disease process where one person gets it, transfers it to the next person. That one person gets it, transfers it to four, and then that each one of those four transfers it to four in a disease that often doesn't show itself for 14 days. And so there's a huge burst or plume of this that you don't even know about until 2 weeks later. And so getting people to understand that and take action now to slow the tide of this process has really been a huge challenge at large for the medical community and for us in our Norman community as well. If you watch the news today, nearly a third or over a third of the cases in the United States have been diagnosed just in the last 24 hours. And so that's that exponential math where large numbers of cases are going to be seen every day now that eclipse the day before. And so that's the real concern. And that's going to put more of our vulnerable people and that are more susceptible to getting sick from this at risk.
Richard, having a five-year-old at home, playing dinosaurs is a big part of Teddy's life at home. So with that being said, we are encouraging everyone to avoid emergency rooms and urgent care facilities. What should Teddy do when he's running around the house playing a Triceratops, he steps on a Lego, and he sprains and hurts his knee? What should his next steps be?
Probably should stretch first. We're all getting a little bit older.
True. Warm up. I need a warm up before I play Legos or anything with the kid.
Absolutely. I go to work out now, and it's usually 45 minutes to an hour before I can even start. So you got to really make sure you stretch well first. But again, that from those types of things, if you have an injury that sometimes folks will go to the emergency room just to find out if it's broken or see if there's something going on with it, when really they potentially could go without going to the emergency room. And I would stress, for things that can be taken care of either via phone call or a virtual visit, don't go to emergency rooms at this point. Those emergency rooms are going to be filled with people that may infect you and then you would then take that back to your home. And so unless it's an absolute emergency, ice and elevate, and then let's give us a call and we can figure out a way to best treat you from that standpoint.
You mentioned a virtual visit there, which is, I guess, something that's relatively new out there, and maybe a big group of people haven't actually done that yet. Who would be a good candidate for that, and what's the process of getting it set up?
Well, if you step on your dinosaur Lego, you'd be a good candidate for that.
Yes.
So stuff
nice.
Like that would be a wonderful example for somebody that has an injury like that that maybe is not a significant issue that has to be addressed in the moment, unless it's extremely severe. So, you know, giving us a call or allowing us to kind of triage and decide whether that could be done via virtual visit or do you need to come in, we can make that determination. If you do come in, like right now in our offices, we're doing that on a very limited basis, so we're not exposing patients to other patients in our waiting room. That's basically almost a one-on-one visit where we're protected using personal protective equipment, not so much to protect us from you, but to protect you from us because we're healthcare workers, at which time we could then triage through that. But again, to try to avoid the emergency room would be great. Through that virtual visit, we can get a video chat with you. We can even see images, or you can show us whatever extremity it is, and we can determine, is this something we can treat at home? Is this something we can delay until this outbreak is over? Is this something we need to schedule an appointment for you to come in and see us for? Virtual visits are not a new thing. Virtual visits have kind of been a buzzword in medicine for quite some time now, but there have been significant restrictions on it from a HIPAA compliance standpoint and a government, and how do you build all these other things that are going on. Fortunately, through the, you know, the governments have really decided that this is the best way to provide care at this point, and have unleashed us from a lot of those constraints so that we can really be active in it. And I'm hopeful that even after we get through this outbreak, that this platform we find is very useful. It's an easy way to get a hold of patients and see things that don't require them coming in and having to travel as much. So I think there's a little bit of a silver lining to the cloud in regards to that, of learning this technology and using it in a way that we'd always hoped to be able to.
Dr. Richard Kirkpatrick is our guest. He's a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with OrthoCentral. Two questions for you here. First off, would Kansas have won the NCAA tournament? If not, who would your pick have been? And then, more importantly, describe how an OrthoCentral virtual visit works.
Boy, it is. I would certainly, if I were making a bracket, which I was never very good at to begin with, I would probably have picked Kansas. But, you know, the NCAA tournament's like, I'm not a huge basketball fan, but the NCAA tournament's one of those things. It's like the Masters in April. Whether you like that sport, it's a must-watch deal. And so, I mean, having all those sports and all those things removed from us right now is certainly a huge deal. But, you know, from a virtual visit standpoint, calling our scheduling office, 360-6764, would be the best way to get a hold of us and find out if you're a candidate for that. You also go to our Facebook page or our website for information at orthocentralok.com. But, yeah, again, this weekends like this, we would have all been sitting on the couch, eating your favorite food and maybe drinking your favorite beverage and watching the NCAA tournament. And right now what we get to watch is news broadcasts of the dire situations that are out there. So it's really a rough time for all of us.
I know one of the first questions going to come up with people is, does their Medicare or Medicaid or commercial insurance cover that virtual visit? And the other kind of end of that is built into that, from your perspective, what do you think the best thing the listeners need to know about the virtual visit and the insurance and how all that ties in?
Again, Medicare does cover this service. Medicaid, I believe, does as well. We even got some word that Blue Cross was considering waiving copays on those types of things. Certainly for our clinic, there's some unknowns about that, but what I want to stress is I don't want that to be a barrier for us to try to find a way to take care of those issues without exposing you to other risks. And so, we will have folks set up at our clinic to do triage. So we've got physician assistants and nurse practitioners and even physicians available for our schedulers. So if there's issues about where they should go, should they be scheduled for an appointment to physically come in? Are they a candidate for a virtual visit? Or can we just make them an appointment to follow up once some of these things have calmed down? We're going to be doing those triage activities all day long. We've got some clinics set up. I've still got post-op patients that I need to see and some of those emergent things that will come in. And I'll have a virtual visit scheduled for myself as well on those folks that have bigger issues. And so we've got access to that basically 5 days a week and triage capabilities 5 days a week as well. Our goal is to make sure that we're providing service that's good service, but also doesn't come with undue risk during this time period. I think it's foolish to say that we should come in for minor things when we can take care of those by virtual visit or delay those to another time. I think the most appropriate thing is to do what all the government agencies are telling us to do, which is stay home and stay safe and stay around the people that you know.
Right. Unneeded risk, absolutely going in, but also the last thing we want to do is clog up some of those emergency rooms that are going to be needed for other things at this moment, if you guys can take care of it on virtual visit. One last time, if listeners out there want any more information about those Ortho Central virtual visits, what should they do?
So but one of the good ways of looking at, there's some stories on our Facebook page. You can follow us on Ortho Central on Facebook. You can always call through our scheduling office. Again, it's at 405-360-6764, or even go to our website at orthocentralok.com.
There you go. Hey, thanks for coming on today, and thanks to you and your coworkers. I know it's going to be a tough couple of weeks or several weeks. All the nurses, doctors, everyone in the industry, it's going to be long hours and some tough working conditions, and we appreciate you guys for that.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Y'all have a blessed day, and everybody be safe.
All right. We appreciate it. There you go. There's Dr. Richard.